Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. Thank you for joining us once again for our Sunday announcement of this week's Great Rosary Campaign. We know we're in dark times, confusing times, and in times like that, we need to fight evil with the best weapons at our disposal. Among the best weapons at our disposal is the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I wear mine wherever I go. I have been for years. By praying it faithfully, I've seen so many conversions to the Catholic faith. And not just conversions to the faith, but moral renovation, including myself, sins that I thought would be hampering me for the rest of my life. And there are still temptations, but many of those sins have gone away. And why? Because nobody desires holiness among God's children more than the Mother of God, Our Lady. So the Great Rosary Campaign is a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders. Every week, as you've seen, we are announcing a weekly call to pray for specific fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics. And you can sign up to receive updates in your inbox at greatrosarycampaign.com. So this week of the Great Rosary Campaign, I'd like for us all to pray for the conversion of the Eastern Orthodox. I'd like to say there is so much I admire about our Eastern Orthodox brethren. They've retained the priesthood. They've retained apostolic succession. With us, they share seven sacraments. And there's so much we share in common as far as our beliefs, as far as what we believe are the dogmas of the Christian faith. But obviously, we're separated. There's still a schism. And while many in the East have come back, there are numerous Eastern Catholic churches. Not all of them have. And, you know, frankly, I think the Eastern Orthodox have in many ways, in many of their parishes, maintained the liturgical patrimony of the church better than many other Catholic parishes. And so I commend them for that. But there are many other things that they are lacking because of not being in full Catholic communion. This video is not about going into that. We love our Eastern Orthodox brethren so much. And so this week, the suggested penance would be adoration, a holy hour before the Blessed Eucharist. The reason why is because there are genuine Eucharists among the Eastern Orthodox because they've maintained apostolic succession in the priesthood. But our Eucharistic communion is broken by schism, and that's something our Lord does not desire for Catholics or for Eastern Orthodox. So this week, let's pray for the Eastern Orthodox. Let's pray for the restoration of communion between all in the East and all in the West. And I know this is a big anniversary year for the Council of Nicaea, and what a wonderful thing it would be if it could be a breakneck year for bringing as many into communion as possible and have both lungs of the church, as St. John Paul II said, restored to their full vigor, especially in these times when Christian unity is more important than ever. So over the last 1,000 years, countless popes and saints have recommended the Holy Rosary for three basic reasons. One, to keep the faith, so if you pray the rosary, very unlikely, if not certain, to not fall into heresy, for repentance and moral renovation, and for conversions to the Catholic faith. That's the whole reason we're doing this Great Rosary Campaign. And I want to remind you that there are six biblical themes for this Great Rosary Campaign, and I want to list them out for you. The first one is, it's about praying for our brethren. So we've been praying for fallen away Catholics, and so that's what we're going to keep doing. We pray for our brethren. This is what Scripture clearly commands. The second one is we pray for our enemies. Obviously, Jesus famously told us to love our enemies and to pray for them, and the apostles commanded the same thing. So we're praying for our enemies, which include those who are not Catholic, who frankly attack the Catholic Church and try to besmirch the Catholic faith, and so that's why we pray for them as well. The third one is we pray for our leaders and those in authority. So that's political leaders, ecclesial leaders, leaders of universities and companies and influential organizations. And so we need to keep doing that because there's a lot of influence to be had in those areas and they have an immense impact on our culture. The fourth principle is that we go into battle with the Ark. Now, in the Old Testament, the Israelites circled around Jericho for 7 days and they did so with the Ark of the Covenant. And on the seventh day, they blew the ram's horn and the walls came crumbling down. So when we start these Great Rosary Campaigns on Sunday, and we end on Saturday, that's a 7-day period of time, we're praying the Rosary every day, and the Rosary belongs to the new Ark of the Covenant, Our Lady. As the old Ark held the manna, the staff of Moses, and the tablets of the law, the new Ark holds the law, the living law, Jesus Christ, the chief priest, and the manna from heaven, the bread from heaven, who we receive every day on the altars of the Catholic Church through the Holy Eucharist. So when we're doing this Great Rosary Campaign, we are going into battle with the new Ark of the Covenant. So remember that. The fifth biblical principle is that we need to remember that evangelism and apologetics is not just arguments. It actually consists, I would argue, of four basic ingredients. The first one is love. And love is loving creatures for the sake of the love of God. And so before you get into any arguments, you got to make sure your heart's in the right place, a posture of love toward those we are trying to convince of the faith. The second one is arguments, and that requires, you know, reading up, making sure you're presenting your opponent's best case, that you're making good arguments, that you're presenting the faith accurately. But the third one is prayer, and the fourth one is penance. These are the two wings upon which our requests are brought to God in the most powerful way possible. Many church fathers talk about it. Many saints talk about it. Prayer and penance, particularly fasting, is incredibly important. And we can always do those things for the people we wish to see come to or come back to the Catholic faith, whether they want us to or not. It's a great act of love we can do for them. So love, arguments, prayer, and penance. If we're not doing all four of those things for the people we wish to see come to or come back to the Catholic faith, we're selling our faith short and we're not using all the wonderful spiritual weapons that our Lord has given us in his church. And sixth and finally, the principle is returning good for evil. I know many of you, if you talk about Our Lady, if you talk about the Rosary, if you talk about anything Catholic, you're going to get all sorts of slanders about engaging in idolatry, that we believe Mary is a goddess and whatnot. All of that is false. We know it's false. And so my recommendation, if you're engaging in this Great Rosary campaign, and just throughout your life, if you hear things like that from Protestants or even other non-Catholics, return good for evil. Express a kind word. Pray for them. Don't return, you know, the venom for the venom, okay? Return good for evil. It's a solidly established biblical principle. And so when we're doing this Great Rosary campaign, please keep that in mind. Especially when mentioning the Rosary and Our Lady, because Our Lady would certainly not return venom for venom. She would return great love for any great venom sent her way, as we saw her do in Scripture, and we've known she's done throughout church history. With that, we'll end with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.